This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. This year's Democratic National Convention is more than 1,500 miles away from Denver, but Colorado's imprint is clearly visible during the gathering in North Carolina this week. KUNC's Brian Larson spoke with Colorado Statesman publisher Jody Hope Strogoff for more.
A part of that Colorado presence is the number of speakers from the state addressing delegates in the convention hall, including a primetime speech from Governor John Hickenlooper tonight. But last night belonged to the First Lady and Julian Castro, but 2nd District Congressman Jared Polis got things warmed up. What did he have to say?
Not surprisingly, he came out and stressed the record of the president and didn't really talk about anything that you wouldn't think he would be talking about in terms of stressing the good things he's done and the fact that he's moving forward, but it's not over yet.
Interior Secretary Ken Salazar also spoke last night, and Congresswoman Diana DeGette will speak later today. But I want to come back to Governor Hickenlooper. He spoke during the DNC 4 years ago as mayor of Denver. Now he's governor of Colorado. Jody, any early word on what he might be saying tonight and why he got the primetime speaking slot?
There's no word exactly what he's going to talk about. It's kind of been hush-hush. But, you know, Colorado's been in the spotlight a lot lately, and it is a battleground state, and it's extremely important for the president to do well in Colorado. That's something that's been stressed here lately, and it's a common theme that how Colorado goes, so goes the presidency. Hickenlooper is considered a kind of moderate politician, so I think his word will be extra meaningful to a lot of people around the state and the country.
Well, even with the convention in Charlotte, Colorado still remains very close to President Obama. Similar to 2008, he's holding his acceptance speech in an outdoor stadium. And you say he's pulling a page from the Michael Bennett playbook when it comes to winning back Colorado.
Everybody from the campaign has been talking about Michael Bennett's U.S. Senate campaign from 2010. And how his Democratic Party candidacy really rallied the grassroots, how it was sort of an unorthodox campaign, and that they really went after lots of different segments of the electorate. And while many states went red in 2010, Colorado was celebrating because Michael Bennett, a Democrat, had beaten a Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate. And that seems to be the theme, is do it the way they did in Colorado in 2010. In fact, one of the delegates talked about Michael Bennett's campaign on steroids, and Jim Messina, who's the national campaign director, mentioned how they were taking a page book out of the Bennett campaign and really trying to segment the campaign and go after different groups, women, Latinos, different demographic groups, and really concentrate on the grassroots and getting out the vote. That seems to be the key, they think, for a victory in Colorado and nationwide.
Finally, Jody, what's the mood like there among the DNC delegates? We know there was some tension last week at the RNC over everyone supporting Mitt Romney. Are things any different, or are there other obstacles to overcome?
The delegates in Charlotte from Colorado seem to be all on the same page. I suppose the only problem really that these foresee is potential apathy among people when they get home. And I think one of the goals of this convention is to really rev up the delegates and the volunteers so that when they return, they can keep that momentum going. Everybody seems to think that Colorado is well set with their 60-plus field offices around the state. And, you know, public policy polling yesterday came out with a poll showing Obama with 49 points to Romney's 46. And while this is still a little bit of a winning margin, I think they recognize that the game is just really beginning now that it's Labor Day and that everybody's got their work cut out for them.
Okay. Jody, thank you.
My pleasure.
Jody Hope Strogoff is the publisher of the Colorado Statesman, a weekly political newspaper. She joined us from the convention hall in Charlotte, North Carolina. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.